Gundunga Beast and Young Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. For our listeners that do not know, it is Filipino-American History Month, and we do have a very interesting announcement that I got emailed to me the other day about a pioneering Filipina. We also have some news from the Philippines, along with music that will focus on the artistry of Filipino-American DJs. Filipino-American DJs have always been at the forefront of the hip-hop scene with their skills on the turntables, otherwise known as turntablists, or some people will call them DJs. But for right now, let's over to that article I was sent over by a gentleman by the name of Patrick Chamberlain. In 2008, Filipina-American Jessica Cox quietly made history in San Manuel, Arizona, when she earned her pilot's license. What made it historic was that Jessica was born without arms, and she was the first licensed armless pilot in aviation history. Jessica's story eventually landed in news outlets around the world and will now be part of the new Thomas W. Haas We All Fly exhibition at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. At an event at the museum, Cox wore a traditional Maria Clara gown with a hand-painted image of her airplane created by Filipino designer Oliver Tolentino. Considering the most prestigious aviation museum in the world, the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum has been undergoing renovations since 2018. 8 new exhibits open to the public on October the 14th. Jessica Cox sets the inclusive tone for the Thomas W. Haas We All Fly Gallery. General Aviation welcomes everyone looking for personal opportunity and challenges, said Dorothy Cochran, curator at the National Air and Space Museum. I'm delighted she is part of the new gallery. She's a great ambassador for general aviation and a wonderful role model. It is an honor to be in a place that will reach more children to help them believe that they too can fly, says Cox. Cox continues to fly on a mission to prove that disability does not mean inability. Last year, she announced a plan to build the first solely foot-controlled airplane in history, nicknamed the Impossible Airplane. The wings of the Impossible Airplane were assembled in the Philippines and are currently being shipped to the construction site. Cox finds it fitting that the wings that will keep her in the air were made in her maternal homeland. Disability is the world's largest minority, but it also faces the most discrimination in every part of the world. I want to help change that, and even if it means taking one kid up on a flight at a time. Cox travels the world as a motivational and keynote speaker through her company, Jessica Cox Motivational Services. She also founded and directs the Right Footed Foundation International, a 501c3 nonprofit. And congratulations to Jessica Cox on this honor and her achievements. In regards to some community announcements, at McAllister College's, they will be having an art exhibit from September 23rd through December 4th at the La Warshaw Gallery. This is artwork from Stephanie Shonko entitled Blow-Ups, Reprints, and Reversals. And myself was able to attend this exhibit with my daughter Kehlani yesterday. This would be my daughter's actual first time ever attending an art exhibit, and there's many photos there of some of her work taken from photos in the Philippines. In regards to additional community announcements, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans presents Fire and Ice Gala, the 51st annual induction of officers on Saturday, October the 29th at the Hyatt Regency at 3200 East 81st Street in Bloomington, Minnesota. The attire is formal and the theme is fire and ice. Cocktails begin at 6, program at dinner at 7 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Jane at 763-742-5507. In regards to additional community announcements, on November the 12th, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their dinner, dance, and annual meeting celebrating their 70th years of service. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lyra at 612-501-4254. On November the 19th, the following week, from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the University of Minnesota Coffmill Memorial Union, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be presenting a seminar on bicultural and family issues entitled "Can I Tell You How I Feel?" A forum on the struggles and issues of Asian Americans in a complex multicultural American society. The topics that will be covered at this seminar are ageism, racism, and bullyism. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7032. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from DJ Babu, who was a member of the world-famous Beat Junkies, as one of the DJs of that crew. If you listen to our show on a regular basis, one of his fellow DJs within that group, DJ Icy Ice, was here about 2 years ago for a conference, a BitCon conference at Metro State University. And the title of this track by DJ Babu is entitled Higher.
Thank you.
And once again, that was DJ Babu with his track Higher. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3, on the web at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And you can find us also via the KFAI app on Google Play and the Apple Store. Just a reminder, from October 18th through the 31st, it's the annual Fall Pledge Drive, which helps in the running of this great station here, the KFAI, where you hear diverse programs such as Sound Effects, which is after our show, and many different genres of music and Democracy Now, along with shows for the disabled, along from many other cultures in the state. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk, and this comes from Yahoo.com. Philippine police killed 3 detained militants linked to the Islamic State group after they staged a jail rampage Sunday that saw a police officer stabbed and a former opposition senator briefly held hostage in a failed escape attempt from a maximum security facility in the police headquarters in the capital, police said. National Police Chief General Rodolfo Azurin Jr. said former Senator Lilia De Lima was unhurt and taken to a hospital for a checkup following the brazen escape attempt and hostage-taking at the detention center for the high-profile inmates at the main police camp in Metropolitan Manila. One of the 3 inmates stabbed a police officer who was delivering breakfast after dawn in the open area where inmates can exercise outdoors. A police officer in a sentry tower fired warning shots and then shot and killed 2 of the prisoners, including Abu Sayyaf commander Idang Susukan, when they refused to yield, police said. The 3rd inmate ran to De Lima's cell and briefly held her hostage, but he was also gunned down by police commander Azurin, said. She's safe. We were able to quickly resolve the incident inside the custodial center, Azurin told reporters, and justified police actions to shoot the inmates. Senator De Lima was already being held hostage, so we let that very critical situation drag on. Susukan, who had been blamed for dozens of killings and beheadings of hostages, including foreign tourists and other terrorist attacks, was arrested 2 years ago in southern Davao City. The 2 other inmates, Arnel Cabitoy and Feliciano Suloy Jr., were suspected members of the Dalaw Islamia, a Muslim militant group that has been linked to bombings and other deadly attacks in the country's south. They were arrested in 2019 in the suburban Quezon City in the capital region and were facing non-bailable charges, like Suzukan, police officials said. Many militants belong to the Abu Sayyaf, which the United States and the Philippines have blacklisted as terrorist organization, and Dalawa Ismalaya have aligned themselves with the Islamic State group. The police officer who was stabbed with an improvised knife was in serious condition at a hospital, Azurin said. Another inmate was injured in the rampage, police said. Interior Secretary Benhur Abalos said the 3 slain inmates staged the rampage in an attempt to escape and did not specifically target De Lima. After 2 militants were shot and killed, the 3rd inmate ran to De Lima's cell and took her hostage, blindfolding her and aiming a blunt object at her chest. The inmates demanded a helicopter for him to escape during a brief negotiation, and later asked for water, giving a police officer a chance to shoot him while handing him the water, Abalos said. De Lima led the opposition senator, Risa Hotraveros, who visited her, that she feared she would be killed during the incident. "Why would I die now when I may get freed soon?" Hotraveros quoted De Lima as telling her, and something inside her told her to stay still. De Lima has been detained since 2017, has been facing a trial for drug charges she says were fabricated by former President Rodrigo Duterte and his officials in an attempt to muzzle her criticism of his deadly crackdown on illegal drugs, which has left her thousands of mostly petty suspects dead and sparked an international criminal court investigation as a possible crimes against humanity. She has been cleared in one of three cases, and at least two witnesses have withdrawn their testimonies against her, her aides say. Duterte, who has insisted that Lima's guilt, stepped down from office on June the 30th at the end of his turbulent six-year term and was succeeded by Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son of former dictator who was ousted in 1986 pro-democracy uprising. Abalos visited De Lima and relayed an offer by the president for her to be transferred to another detention site, but she rejected the offer, Abalos said, adding that steps would be taken to prevent such incidents from occurring again. In 2005, detained Abu Sayyaf Muslim militants led a siege of a maximum security jail in another Metro Manila police camp, where special forces were based in another botched escape attempt. Police launched a major assault with tear gas canisters and assault rifles after the militants refused to surrender, killing 22 inmates, including top Abu Sayyaf commanders. In court, authorized interview with the Associated Press in the jail compound in March, De Lima appeared untaunted by her years-long detention in the old facility, which is ringed by a maze of high concrete walls and topped by a rusty barbed wire and sentry towers. Jail guards armed with assault rifles constantly roamed and kept watch. "I'm a fighter," the bespectacled former Human Rights Commission's chief and justice secretary told the AP journalist then. "It's tough, but I can manage. I can never lose hope," said De Lima, 63. De Lima's year-long detention has sparked the call for her immediate release from the European Union Parliament, some U.S. legislators, and the U.N. human rights experts and international watchdogs. But for right now, we're going to head over to a track by DJ Turbulence, who is the current house DJ for Joe Coy. And this is DJ Turbulence's track, No Justice, No Peace.
justice, no peace. Get your fist up, 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 justice, no peace. Get your fist up.
And once again, that was DJ Turbulence with No Justice, No Peace. For those that do not know, here in Minnesota, we do have quite a few Filipino-American DJs on the scene. And we actually had all three of them here on the Filipino-American National News way back in the day. But those would be none other than DJ Ron Avalis, DJ Yo Fabs, Paul Aquino, and DJ Brownie, Eric Arcilia, which I know for Yo Fabs and DJ Ron, you can hear them in various places in the Twin Cities. And for DJ Brownie, he can be heard occasionally here in the metro area, but he did have a residency, I believe, up in the St. Cloud area for quite a while. But we are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News. And we're going to end the show from an artist who is a Grammy Award winning artist, a DJ by the name and producer by the name of Illmind. This comes from his album Behind the Curtain. For those of you that are familiar with Illmind, he was featured in Joe Coy's third special, In His Elements, as he helped co-produce a song with Moro Beats entitled Kayamangi. But for this track that we're going to play from Illmind, the name of this is entitled Our Victory. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Personas de Minnesota de 12 años o más son elegibles a recibir la nueva vacuna de refuerzo autorizada para el COVID-19. Estas vacunas nuevas de refuerzo están formuladas para proteger contra la variante del Omicron. Usted es elegible si ha completado su serie de vacunación primaria y se han pasado 2 meses o más desde su última vacuna de COVID-19. Inmunidad disminuye 2 a 4 meses después de ser vacunado, por lo que refuerzos son necesarios para reducir la hospitalización del COVID-19. Nuevas dosis de refuerzo para aquellos 12 años o más están disponibles.